So yung message po natin manggagaling sa Psalm 119 verse 137 hanggang 144. Yung Tzadi. Tzadi ang pangalan ng alphabet ng Hebrew, na kung saan ang lahat ng mga versikulo na ito sa Hebrew ay nagsisimula sa Tzadi. You know, every word in the original will begin with the letter Tzadi in Hebrew. And ito ay ang ikalabing walong octinary or section ng Awit 119. This is the 18th octinary or section of Psalm 119, the Tzadzi section. At ang pangunahing salita sa Tzadzi ay katwiran. Katwiran. And you can see the very first word of this psalm is the key word that unlocks this section of the psalm. And this key word is righteousness. You see that? Verse 137. Righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright are thy judgments. So right, righteousness, righteous, or upright, ang pinag-uusapan ng verse na ito ay katuwiran. Righteousness, katuwiran. So, dahil dito, hayaan nyo na tahakin natin ang section na ito upang mabigyan natin ng mabuting pansin ang tema ng katuwiran. So, I'd like to just go through this passage of Scripture quickly so that we can focus on the theme of righteousness. Yung tema, no? So, kung ano ang totoo sa katangian ng Diyos, ay siya rin ang magiging totoo sa katangian ng salita ng Diyos. Whatever is true of God will always be true of the Word of God. So because God is righteous, the Word of God is also righteous. Because God is eternal, the Word of God is going to also be eternal. It'll always be there. Because God is perfect, the Word of God is also perfect. So lahat ng katangian ng Diyos na totoo sa Kanya ay totoo rin sa salita ng Diyos. Tingnan mo ang 137. It says, righteous art thou, O Lord, and upright. So siya ay matuwid at katwiran. Because God is righteous, His Word is righteous. Because God is upright, His Word is upright. And look at verse number 140. Thy Word is very pure. Very pure. Napaka-puro ng yung mga salita. So, puro ang salita ng Diyos kasi puro ang Diyos. Kung ano ang katangian ng Diyos, yan rin ang katangian ng Kanyang salita. Look at 142. Look at 142. Thy righteousness is an everlasting righteousness and thy law is the truth. O, katotohanan. O, kaya ang Diyos ay katotohanan, ang Kanyang salita ay katotohanan rin. No? Because God is a God of truth, the Word of God is also truth. It's also truth. Let's see. Look at verse 144. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. So, ang Diyos, siya ay magpakailanman. Ganon din ang salita ng Diyos. Ito ay magpakailanman rin. So, kung ano ang totoo sa katangian ng Diyos, yan din ay totoo sa katangian ng Kanyang mga salita. Now, tingnan rin natin ang ginagawa na ni David sa salita ng Diyos. Pag pinag-aaralan natin ang Psalm 119, palaging hinahanap natin kung ano ang dapat natin gawin sa salita ng Diyos. Ito yung mga ginawa ni David sa salita ng Diyos. So, every time we study Psalm 119, we're always looking for what to do with the Word of God. So what did David do with the Bible? Look at 139. My zeal hath consumed me because mine enemies have forgotten thy words. So my zeal hath consumed me. Tinunaw ako ng aking sikap. Ibig sabihin yan, galit na galit si David sa mga hindi sumusunod sa salita ng Diyos. Alright, he was cut to the heart. He was angry with grief and anger because people neglected the Word of God. And so this is righteous indignation. This is a good kind of anger. Galit siya kasi pinabayaan nila ang salita ng Diyos. So wag natin pabayaan ang salita ng Diyos. Look at 140.
140, "Thy word is very pure, therefore thy servant loveth it."
Ito pa, pangalawa na dapat natin gawin sa salita ng Diyos. Ibigin natin ang salita ng Diyos. Let's love the word of God.
And look at 141. "I am small and despised, yet do not I forget thy precepts."
So kahit na maliit at hinahamak ako, hindi kinalilimutan ang tuntunin ng Diyos. So huwag natin kalimutan ang tuntunin ng Diyos magpakailanman, no?
143. Ano pang dapat natin gawin? "Trouble and anguish have taken hold on me, yet thy commandments are my delights."
So delight, no? Yung kaguluhan at kahirapan ay humahamak sa akin, gayunman ang utos ng Diyos ay aking kaaliwan. Kaaliwan, no? Mag-delight tayo sa salita ng Diyos. Let us rejoice and delight in the Word of God in spite of trials and testings and troubles.
144. These are the things that we should be doing with the Word of God. 144. The righteousness of thy testimonies is everlasting. Give me understanding and I shall live. So this is a prayer. Bigyan mo ako ng unawa, Panginoon. Ang panalangin niya, at mabubuhay ako. Ibig sabihin, ang buhay na walang pagkakilala sa Diyos ay kamatayan. Yan ang ibig sabihin nun. A life that doesn't know about God is headed for destruction and death and misery. So these are the things that we can do with the Word of God.
So punong-puno itong sadzi section na ito ng maraming pwedeng pag-aralan. Pero sa ngayon, ang bibigyan nating pansin, yung paksa ng section na ito, yung very pangunahing salita, at ito ay katwiran. Katwiran, yan ang bibigyan nating pansin, no?
So, there's a lot of lessons that we can learn from this psalm. A lot of things that we can learn from this psalm, but we are going to pay attention to the key word that teaches us about this particular section, the tzadzi section, and the key word is righteousness. Righteousness. Katwiran. So number one, ang katangian ng Diyos ay katwiran. Ang katangian ng Diyos ay katwiran. The very first thing you got to learn about is this. Number one, the main character trait of God is righteousness. Pay attention here. The main character trait of God is righteousness.
Ang kanyang katuwiran ay pagpapahayag ng kanyang kabanalan. Ang Diyos ay banal at pinapatunayan niya ang kanyang kabanalan sa kanyang pagiging matuwid.
God's central attribute, the crowning attribute of God, is holiness. And righteousness is an expression of holiness. It is a demonstration of holiness.
So bahagi ng kanyang karakter ay magiging matuwid.
Look at Psalm 7. Go to Psalm 7, the seventh psalm. Follow me with Psalms 7, verse number 9. I want to show you that God is a righteous God. Psalm 7 and verse number 9. And his righteousness is just an expression of his holiness. The crowning attribute of God is holiness. Psalm 7 verse 9, the Bible says, "Oh, let the wickedness of the wicked come to an end, but establish the just, for the righteous God trieth the hearts and reins."
Yung matuwid na Diyos, Psalm 7:9. Matuwid na Diyos, the righteous God. He is called the righteous God.
Look over in Psalm 48. Tingnan natin ang Psalm 48, verse number 10. Go over to Psalm 48 and verse number 10. And here's what the Bible says. Psalm 48:10. "According to thy name, O God, so is thy praise unto the ends of the earth. Thy right hand is full of righteousness."
puspos ng katuwiran ang Panginoon, puspos full of righteousness. Look at Psalm 71, verse 19. Psalm 71 and verse 19. God is a God of righteousness. Psalm 71, let's see, verse 19. The Bible says, "Thy righteousness also, O God, is very high." Who has done great things, O God? Who is like unto Thee? So, very high ang righteousness ng Panginoon. Ito ay umaabot sa mataas na kalangitan ang katuwiran ng Panginoon. Look at Psalm 97, verse 2. Psalm 97 and verse 2. God is a God of righteousness. His righteousness is very high. He's full of righteousness. He's a righteous God. Let's see here. Psalm 97, verse number 2. Clouds and darkness are round about Him. Righteousness and judgment are the habitation of His throne. So, ang saligan ng kanyang trono ay katwiran at kahatulan. Pero nakatira pala ang Diyos sa saligan ng katwiran. Ganyan katwid ang ating Panginoon. God lives in righteousness. They are His habitation, the habitation of His throne. Let's see, Psalm 111. We're learning about the righteousness of God. Psalm 111, verse number 3. Psalm 111, verse number 3. His work is honorable and glorious, and His righteousness endureth forever. Endureth forever. Nananatili magpakailanman ang katuwiran ng Panginoon. Ganyan pala katindi ang katuwiran ng Panginoon. Mananatili magpakailanman. There'll never be a day when God is not righteous. God is always righteous. Look at Psalm 116. Psalm 116 and verse number 5. Psalm 116 and verse number 5. Gracious is the Lord and righteous. Yea, our God is merciful. Psalm 116 verse 5. Mapagbiyaya at matuwid ang Panginoon. So, again, the Bible says it over and over again. God is a righteous God. So, bahagi ng kanyang karakter, ng kanyang katangian, ang katuwiran. It is a part of God's nature, of God's character trait, to be righteous. Did you know that all that God does is righteousness? Let's go to Psalm 19, verse number 9. Everything that God does is righteous. Take, for example, His judgment. Look at Psalm 19 and verse number 9. Pag ang Diyos, lahat ng ginagawa ng Diyos, lahat ng kanyang mga gawa, ay matuwid. Tingnan mo ang Psalm 19 and verse number 9. Psalm 19, verse 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous. Yung mga hatol ng Panginoon, lahat ay katwiran pag siya ay humatol. Lahat ng kanyang pamamaraan ay matuwid. Look at Psalm 145. Let's look at Psalm 145. God judges in righteousness. All of God's ways are righteousness. Psalm 145 and verse number 17. This is what the Bible says. Psalm 145, 17. The Lord is righteous in all His ways and holy in all His works. All the ways of God and all the works of God, they're righteous and they're holy. So, sa lahat ng kanyang pamamaraan, no, siya ay matuwid. Matuwid lahat ng gawa ng Panginoon. Look at Judges chapter 5 and verse 11. Judges chapter 5 and verse number 11. God is righteous in His judgment. He's righteous in His ways.
He's righteous in His works. God is a righteously working God. Judges chapter number 5 and verse number 11. Judges 5, verse number 11. The Bible says this, "They that delivered from the noise of the archers in the places of drawing of water, there they shall rehearse the righteous acts of the Lord." The righteous acts of the Lord. Even the righteous acts toward the inhabitants of His villages in Israel. "And then shall the people of the Lord go down to the gates." But they rehearse the righteous acts. Righteous acts. Lahat ng gawa ng Panginoon ay matuwid. Yung kanyang gobyerno, yung kanyang pamahalaan ay matuwid. God's government is righteous. Look at Psalm 96, verse number 13. Psalm 96 and verse number 13. Psalm 96:13. The Bible says this, "Before the Lord, for he cometh to judge the earth, he shall judge the world with righteousness, and the people with his truth." So, pag humatol ang Panginoon, hahatol siya according to his righteousness, according to his truth. All right? Even in judgment, God is righteous. The whole gospel is built upon God expressing His righteousness. Yung ebanghelyo na dapat sampalatayanan natin, na dapat paniwalaan natin, ay yung palang ebanghelyo ay nagpapakita ng pagiging matuwid ng Panginoon. This is what makes the gospel powerful and amazing. It's a demonstration of the righteousness of God. Look at Romans chapter 3. Even the gospel is about the righteousness of God. Romans chapter number 3 and verse number 25. Romans 3, verse number 25, at saka verse 26. But let's look at that. Romans 3:25. "Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in His blood." Here it is. "To declare His righteousness for the remission of sins that are passed through the forbearance of God." Pero sa verse 25, oh, "to declare His righteousness." One of the things about the gospel is that it declares the righteousness of God. Pinag-uusapan ng ebanghelyo ang katwiran ng Panginoon. Siya ay matuwid. Tayo, baluktot. Siya, banal. Tayo, hindi tayo. Tayo makasalanan, no? Look at verse 26. Romans 3:26. "To declare, I say, at this time, His righteousness, that He might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus." So again, it's to declare the righteousness of God. Makikita natin na matuwid ang Diyos sa pamamagitan ng ebanghelyo. Meron siyang banal na pagtitiis. There's a divine patience that God has for us as sinners. You know, God could have just simply sent us to hell. Pwede na lang, ilagay na lang tayo sa impyerno ng Panginoon. Hindi naman tayo karapat-dapat sa langit. Pero meron siyang banal na pagtitiis para sa atin. Pero pati na rin, ang pinakahuling paghatol ng Panginoon sa lahat ng mga makasalanang tao, sa lahat ng mga sasama, base rin ito o sumasang-ayon din ito sa kanyang katwiran. But did you know that if God has to send somebody to hell, this is also on the basis of His righteousness. Look at Romans chapter 2. Romans chapter 2 and verse number 5. The Bible says, Romans chapter 2, verse number 5, "But after the hardness and impenitent heart treasures up unto thyself wrath against the day of wrath and revelation of the righteous judgment of God." The righteous judgment of God. Alam niyo po, ayaw ko yung, syempre, ayaw ko naman isipin na itataboy ng Panginoon ang makasalanang tao sa impyerno. Pero ang katotohanan, Kung kailangan niyang ilagay sa impyerno ang kaluluwa, ito ay dahil sa kanyang katwiran. Ito ay sa kanyang pagiging banal at matuwid.
Look at Acts chapter 17, verse 31. Again, if God has to send a soul to hell, it is because of His holiness, of His righteousness. Look at Acts chapter 17 and verse 31. Everything about God is righteous and holy. Everything. Acts 17:31. Because He hath appointed a day in the which He will judge the world in righteousness.
Yung hatol niya sa mundo ay paghahatol ng katwiran.
In righteousness, that the man whom He hath ordained, whereof He hath given assurance unto all men, and that He hath raised him from the dead.
Pati na rin ang pinakahuling paghatol ng lahat ng mga makasalanang tao ay sumasang-ayon sa kanyang katwiran. So, first, nakikita natin, ang katangian ng Diyos ay katwiran.
And we see from the Bible, the very first thing, God's character, God's attribute, the nature of God is righteousness.
Number two, what I want you to see is this. Pangalawa, gusto kong makita niyo sa Bible ito. Ang katwiran ay ibinibilang sa atin ng Panginoon na ibinigay niya sa atin ay hiram at galing sa Panginoong Jesus. Ulitin ko ha. Ang katwiran na ibinibigay sa atin o ibinibilang sa atin ng Panginoon ay hiram at galing sa Panginoong Jesus.
Number two, I want you to see this. Pay attention. The righteousness that God gives us is alien righteousness. It is not a righteousness that comes from inside of us. It is a righteousness that is given to us by Jesus Christ. I'll say it again. The righteousness that God imputes to us, or the righteousness that God gives to us, is not our righteousness. It is an alien righteousness. It is outside of us. And it's given to us through the person and work of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Ang katwiran na binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon ay hiram, hindi ito galing sa atin, ito ay galing sa Panginoong Hesukristo. Sa biyaya ng Diyos ay pinawalang sala ng Diyos ang lahat ng makasalanang tao sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya lamang kay Hesukristo. Bukod sa mga gawa ng batas o mabubuting gawa ng tao.
By God's grace, listen very carefully, by God's grace, God forgives us as sinners through faith in the finished work of Jesus Christ, and that is apart from all the works of the law and all the good works that we can ever do.
I'll say it again.
By the grace of God, God forgives us of our sin and cleanses us and makes us right by faith in Jesus Christ, apart from the works of the law and apart from doing good according to the Bible.
Kumbaga, tingnan mo ang Romans chapter 1 verse 17. Romans chapter 1 verse 17.
So, the righteousness that we have is not from me. It's not from inside of me. I have no righteousness. It is through Jesus Christ. And the only way I can get that is by receiving Jesus.
Look at Romans 1:17. Romans 1:17.
For therein is the righteousness of God revealed, from faith to faith, as it is written, the just shall live by faith.
Romans 1:17. So, ang sabi ng Bible, nakikita natin ang katuwiran ng Diyos sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya At ito ay nakasulat sa Bible, ang hustisya, ang tama, oh, ang just, yun ay ang hustisya, yung ginawang tama ng Panginoon, ay mabubuhay sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya. Hindi ito sa pamamagitan ng gawa. Ang pagbibigay ng katwiran ay sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya lamang. Faith is the only way that we can receive the righteousness of God. Now, go over to Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. The Bible says that there is another gospel. There's another gospel. Galatians chapter 1, verse 6. Look at that. Galatians 1:6. The Bible says this: I marvel that ye are so soon removed from him that called you into the grace of Christ unto another gospel. Meron palang ibang ebanghelyo. Ibang ebanghelyo, sabi ni Pablo. Anong pinag-uusapan niya dyan? Anong ibig niya sabihin na iba ang ebanghelyo? And it says here, verse number 7, which is not another. So there's no such thing as another gospel. God only has one gospel, and if you don't get that gospel right, you don't have a gospel. There's only one good news, and if you don't get the good news right, you don't have another good news. There is no such thing as another gospel. It's not. Hindi po, wala pong ibang ebanghelyo ayon sa verse number 7. So what is the gospel? It is this: I am a sinner. Jesus Christ died for me, was buried for me, rose again from the dead for me, and I believe and I receive him as my Lord and Savior. That's the gospel of Jesus Christ. Yung ebanghelyo pala, ito. Ako'y makasalanan tao. Wala akong katwiran sa akin. Walang tama sa akin. Walang mabuti sa akin. Lahat ng gawa ko mali. Lahat ako'y makasalanan. Pero meron akong tagapagligtas. Ang pangalan niya sa Jesus. Siya ay napako sa krus, nilibing, at muling nabuhay. Nang nagpapatunay na tinatanggap ng Diyos ang kanyang sakripisyo para sa aking mga kasalanan. At kung tinatanggap ko siya bilang tagapagligtas at Panginoon ng aking buhay, ay tinatanggal niya ang aking mga kasalanan at binibigyan niya ako ng tahanan sa langit dahil meron na akong katwiran na hindi sa akin, pero ang katwiran ko ngayon ay kay Hesukristo, na kay Hesukristo na. Ang pananampalataya na nakakaligtas ay hindi higit o kulang na makapag meron tayong tiwalang pahinga. Pag makapagtiwalang pahinga sa natapos at nakumpletong gawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Kumbaga, nagpapahinga na ang kaluluwa ko sa tapos na at kumpletong gawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Saving faith is this: that it's nothing more and nothing less than a faithful repose, a faithful resting in the finished work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Jesus worked, I don't have to work. Jesus paid it all, I don't have to pay anything. I'm a beggar, I'm a sinner, I simply receive Jesus. Ganyan po ang kaligtasan. Wala akong magagawa kasi ginawa niya na ang lahat. Wala akong kabayaran kasi binayad na niya ang lahat. Ang sa akin lang ay itong sinasabing makapagtiwalang pahinga sa natapos na nakumpletong gawa ng Panginoong Hesukristo. Look at Ephesians chapter 2. Ephesians chapter 2 and verse number 8. Ephesians 2 verse number 8. The Bible says this: For by grace are ye saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Not of works, lest any man should boast. Ang ang kaligtasan ay sa biyaya ng Diyos, kayo'y nangaligtas sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya, at hindi ito galing sa sarili, hindi ito galing sa iyo, ito ay gift of God, ito ay regalo o bigay o handog ng Diyos sa inyo. Not of works, hindi sa gawa, lest any man should boast. Kaya hindi sa gawa para walang magmalaki sa atin. Hindi ako pupunta sa langit, sasabihin ko, kasi matalino ako. Kaya ako nasa langit. Hindi pwede. Wala akong pupunta sa langit na magsasabi, mabait akong tao, kaya ako nasa langit. Ang totoo, lahat po tayo makasalanan. Lahat tayo mangmang sa mga bagay ng Panginoon. Pero sa biyaya ng Panginoon, sa pamamagitan ng pananampalataya, tayo niligtas ng Panginoon. Para pagdating natin sa langit, ang masasabi lang natin na ito, salamat Panginoon sa iyong biyaya. Salamat pinatawad mo ako kahit na hindi ako karapat dapat. Yan ang kaligtasan. This is the not of works, the Bible says, lest any man should boast. We're not gonna go to heaven and say, I'm such a good person. I'm in heaven because I'm so smart. I'm in heaven because I'm so good. No, that's boasting. And the Bible says, not of works. Not of works, lest any man should boast. When we get to heaven, all we're going to say is this, thank you, Lord, for saving my soul. Thank you, Lord, for making me whole. I'm a sinner. I had nothing in me that could save me. But by the grace of God, through faith, I am saved. And that is the righteousness of God. So, una, ang grasya ng Diyos ay nagbigay ng Diyos, na binibigay ng Diyos sa atin ay walang bayad. First thing, the grace of God costs us nothing. God is not asking us for payment. It is grace. Ang ibig sabihin ng gracia, gratis. Galing yan sa Latin na gratis. Ang ibig sabihin ng gratis ay, alam mo yon? Ang ibig sabihin ng gratis, free. Grace is free. Kung magtatrabaho ka o kung kailangan mong gumawa pa, di hindi na libre. Ang kaligtasan na binibigay sa atin ng Panginoon ay base sa kanyang grasya. The salvation that God gives us is by grace. Number two, ang pananampalataya ay tutol sa gawa ng laman o sa gawa ng batas. Number two, faith is opposed to works. Listen, William. Faith is opposed to works. Ang pananampalataya ay tutol sa gawa ng laman o gawa ng tao o gawa ng batas, kahit na gawa pa ng batas. What God requires of us is faith. He doesn't require us to work. Those are two opposite things. Walang pwedeng magmataas. Maganda ang gawa ko, matalino ako, marunong ako, kahit na ano, hindi tayo pwede mataas sa Panginoon. Kailangan lang natin sumampalataya sa Kanya. Number three, ang pananampalataya ay nakakaligtas ay tumitingin lamang kay Kristo at hindi sa sarili. Buong-buo o todo o sapat ang kasiyahan ng Ama sa gawa ng Anak, at sa Kanya ay ang kaligtasan. Lahat ng gawa ng Anak, tapos na, kompleto na sa Kanya. Number three, and last, I want you to think about it. The faith that saves looks only to Jesus Christ and not to self. It is a complete, Jesus' work is complete and satisfactory, And God is pleased with His Son. All the works of His Son satisfies God.
Lahat ng gawa ng anak ay nagbibigay saya sa Panginoon. Lahat ng gawa ni Jesus.
Look at 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. I want to show you how you can get the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 21. Since Psalm 119 verse 137 is about the righteous God and the righteousness of God and the righteousness of His Word. This is the only way you can get the righteousness of God. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 21. The Bible says this, "For He hath made Him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in Him." 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 21.
Ang pangunahing isip dito ay in Him, sa Kanya.
So, ang sabi ng Bible, 1 Corinthians 5:21, ginawa ng Ama na makasalanan ang anak para sa atin, ngunit yung anak hindi niya alam ang kasalanan, ha? Sa kanyang katangian, wala talaga siyang kasalanan. Pero parang na-substitute tayo. Sinubstitute tayo. Tayo dapat ang hatulin ng Diyos. Pero hinato lang anak sa lugar natin. That we might be made the righteousness, para gawin tayong katuwid, matuwid at katuwiran ng Diyos sa Kanya. In Him. In Him, you have the righteousness of God in Christ. When you receive Him, He receives you. And the only good in you is Jesus Christ.
Lahat ng magagawa natin ay palpak. Pero kung tayo ay sumampalataya sa Panginoong Jesucristo, tayo na ay sa Kanya. At sa Kanya, magagawa tayong matuwid ng Panginoon.
Would you bow your heads and close your eyes? At this time, I just want to ask you a question here. How many would say